Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Relax, it's Flax.
Boom.
Do we have some DJ deep house, some funky beats?
Oh, shit. no, not really, bro. The production on this show is very lacking. No.
Oh, that's dope.
There you
we
go.
Got the horns back.
Okay.
Now we legit.
Boom. Just before we get into Relax, it's Flax. Producer Cat, anything that you feel we should know walking into this? Producer Cat, okay. And I can see that we're over here. I know O'Neill's over there. And Producer Cat, O'Neill from O'Neill on Cliff Central has become an integral part of Producer Cat's life in the past couple of months.
She thinks they're getting married.
Yeah. Are you getting married?
He keeps saying we broke up, but we didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys will figure it out. Don't worry.
Kat, what do you look for in a man?
O'Neill.
Somewhat? He says some O'Neillness. I don't know what that is. A tall guy. Yellow bone. I'm joking. I don't like yellow bones anymore. When I was little, I was all about yellow bones, but not anymore. Those are the fuck boys. Good manners. A good smile. Good money, you know, because you can't be dining at McDonald's on your anniversary. A man who can cook.
Yeah, yeah.
Not too needy.
But, I mean, and you've obviously dreamt about this man in your dreams before, right? And we actually managed to get some audio of one of your most recent dreams.
Huh?
Let's just take a listen here.
You listen to O'Neill, Cliff Central. No other place to be. No other place to be. Cliff Central. To the sea. You listen to O'Neill, Cliff Central. No other place.
This is our bedroom music. Where did you get it?
Okay, I was asking you though, anything that we should be aware of walking into today's Relax, It's Flax.
No, because I haven't looked at his content.
Okay.
Last week I asked for turtles. The turtles.
Yeah, where the...
Michael, I do not have time to deal with turtles and animals and whatever. Why don't you do it yourself? You are a producer too.
We should have like a day where listeners just bring their pets on Relax.
Like show and tell.
Yeah, like a show and tell. You stand at the door with your pet. You come in for 2 minutes and you explain why you got that pet. Show us any tricks it does. It's like a Britain's Got Talent, but with pets.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I mean, 2 minutes is a bit short to make people drive all the way here.
Well, it's not like you're going to execute on this anyway.
We could ask the Kitsy and Puppy Haven. They have puppies and kittens.
Okay, let's see if you can do that. Because you've promised us puppies,
I did not promise
turtles,
anybody anything.
Penguins.
Taxi rides.
Hey, if you go on Rivonia and put your finger up, you'll get a taxi. Just have 10 rand on you.
Okay. Let's get into it here, Flax. The first thing I want to know about is the python and the penis.
How hectic is that?
Yeah, tell me.
So I got this story off Cliff Central's website under Unnews, but this dude was taking a poo, and all of a sudden, up from his toilet comes a python, and it digs its fangs into his penis. Now, I thought, okay, this isn't true. But then there's video footage of them removing the python out of the toilet. Like, how hectic is that? What the hell is going on with toilets? This is in Bangkok.
Oof. That's like every nightmare like I've ever had in one.
After I read these stories, I legit want to go search my toilet every time I use it.
Okay, how are you going to search your toilet?
Like, you lift up the lid, make sure there's no, like, spiders underneath the lid. Maybe flush it once or twice. Anything goes down.
Producer Kat, you wanted to weigh in on the story?
It wasn't me, it was my husband. He said, so basically the guy had his cock banged Bangkok in Bangkok. Sorry guys, we're a dry family.
Yo. Yes, this is just Chirp Central at the moment. There's just so many innuendos going around
there's
here.
There's a hell of a lot going on. Okay, that's a terrible story.
Have you found anything strange in your toilet?
No, I haven't. Luckily, there's no pythons in my toilet.
Are you going to check your toilet?
After this, definitely. I'm going to just double check.
Shame, I really feel bad for this dude. His name is, what's it? Wait, no ways. Is this his real name? Ataporn Boon Makachui. Did I pronounce it right?
I think you got the porn part right.
Ataporn
Boon Makchui. That's a poem, Boom McTray.
That is the Oak's name.
Yeah. Well, the name like that, though, was you were never going to have an easy life.
Utter porn. Jeez.
I love how in the article they say that this has been described as the worst blowjob in history.
This is like a deadly blowjob. This Oak probably has to go for one of those penis transplants.
Yes, and you know that yesterday we were speaking to Peter Westwood in the America Report. They just did the first penis transplant in Massachusetts in America.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
But it's actually, I walked into that thinking, oh, so funny, they're doing penis transplants. But the reason that they're trying to master the technology is because of the amount of young soldiers who have had their penises blown off in war in America.
Serious?
Yeah. Hectic. So you get your penis blown off, I mean, blown in a, like it's in a different, I mean, yeah. then they need a transplant. It's hectic. Okay. From one penis to another, what's the latest with Kanye West?
Kanye West? Oh. Remember a couple of weeks ago, I reported that, did I tell you? I can't remember if it's in a previous Relax His Flax podcast that his, one of the bodyguards claimed that he got fired, like, because he was speaking to Kim and apparently, like, flirting with Kim.
No, you didn't tell us this important
Kanye
piece of information.
Accused the bodyguard of speaking and flirting with Kim, so he fired him.
Okay.
So the bodyguard started going out to all publications and putting out all stuff that, he didn't do anything wrong. He spoke one word to Kim in total, and he doesn't know why he was fired. So now Kim and Kanye are suing him for $30 million. Apparently, the bodyguard signed like one of those waivers that he'll never mention a thing about Kim or Kanye or the family, and now he's broken this. So imagine being sued for $30 million.
Jeez, bro.
I was reading one of the dudes that worked on their wedding released and blabbled on about how he proposed to her in that center. Was it a Staples Center?
I think
somewhere.
It might have been, yeah, with the Lana Del Rey whole orchestra.
Something like he hired out a stadium, and this dude had to pay them, I think, $110,000.
That's crazy. Because
he blabbled about it.
Kanye looks like he knows how to use the law when he needs to use the law.
Apparently, like, I feel like I'm saying apparently a lot. What's the name? All celebrities, like, get people, like, if we had to go to Justin Bieber's house, we'd have to sign a waiver. So our phone will be taken in. We'd sign a thing that we will never talk about what happened at the house or that we were there and stuff like that. And then that's it. We have no photos. We have no proof that we chilled with Justin Bieber. Apparently, all the celebrities do this.
Apparently, you're spinning around. Apparently, every time you get dizzy, all you do is get dizzy.
No, it's because I didn't have lunch today, and then I went to gym, and now I'm like, you know, like when you have no energy because you didn't eat like the whole day, and then I was stupid to go to gym, and then I went to McDonald's afterwards. And
oh, shit, bro.
They messed up my order, so I couldn't eat it.
What a terrible day you've had so far.
I was having a shocking day today.
Okay, it's okay, Flax, don't worry.
And now I'm saying apparently too much.
It's okay, don't worry about it. It's fine, we forgive you. I don't want to...
No, after you.
No, go for it.
Okay. I was going to say, might as well keep it in the Kardashian news.
Yes, this is exactly what I was going to say. I was going to say, give me the rest of the Kardashian
like,
news.
Two minds think alike. Khloe and Lamar, honestly, I'm so done with them. They're now getting divorced again. First of all, you were married. You applied for divorce. Lamar got sick. You called off the divorce. You got back together. Now you're calling for a divorce again because he's drinking, which was the initial reason you guys got divorced. Like, what the hell? Just freaking divorce and get on with your lives.
But wait, there's something that's vastly different between the two of them in terms of what she wants and he wants.
He wants alcohol and strippers.
Yeah, and she wants?
She wants love and marriage.
Oh, yeah, so.
Oh, and she wants kids as well. And I don't think he wants to settle down and have kids.
Well, this isn't confirmed.
I'm starting to believe this Kardashian family is like a mini Illuminati. Like Kris Jenner controls everything that happens in that family.
It's true, bro.
I heard, and this is not from reports from overseas. This is just from reports. I don't want to be faced with any lawsuits or anything. But apparently, Tiger got pushed into. Oh shit!
Yeah.
It was said that Kris intervened with Tiger and Kylie and pushed Tiger away, and that's one of the reasons they broke up.
I can believe it.
I mean, Chris will do if Lamar's
a powerful woman.
I feel like if Lamar's good for the show and good for like the family's image, then
the ratings, then she'll go for it.
She'll
and
push
he
him
is, because it's a story of them saving this guy because he stuffed his life up,
and now he's going back to what he was doing. So obviously, ratings aren't going to be so hyped up on that because he's already done it. So the second time you do something, it's not as cool as the first time. So now I think she's pushing him out the family.
That's enough of that, bro. Okay, what else?
Wait, I must get this one last. Yeah. I also heard that the only reason Scott is still in the family and stuff is because he knows so much details and stuff like that.
I'm sure, yeah.
And she keeps him in the family so he doesn't go blabber on about the intrinsic family details. So she just gives him money to shut up.
Well, I he knows the biggest story of all.
What is
it's
that?
It's not Chris, it's Christopher.
I don't get that.
You'll see.
It's not Chris. Oh, you're saying Chris is a dude.
You never know, bro. Anything's possible. Season 13. Watch out for it. Could be coming to a screen near you. What else, dude?
How much vodka do you say you drink a week?
None, because I don't like vodka.
Why?
I just, it's never been something I've gravitated towards.
Is that a helicopter?
I think it is. Producer Cat, why is there a helicopter flying?
So we're about to leave for honeymoon.
Oh, you?
Jeez.
I don't know why there's a fucking helicopter outside.
It's probably like all funny for O'Neill here, but when he gets home and has to deal with the text messages from Kat and all the I love you tweets and stuff like that, he probably rarely gets frightened.
Do you think he does?
No. He likes it. Just ask him.
What is the most sentimental / inappropriate thing you've ever sent to O'Neill?
Yo, Michael, you're too young for that. Yeah. I can't tell you that.
What would it take for us to get your phone and go through your messages with O'Neill?
One of us would end up in jail.
Oh, hectic. Wow. By the way, I'm not sure. Like, these conversations, I always wonder, someone who thinks about, like, how the HR department at Cliff Central might work.
We don't have one. Our HR department is a 19-year-old.
Oh god.
Okay. Somehow we keep getting back to Kat and O'Neill.
It's so fascinating their relationship. Because it was nearly you and Kat, and then it just drifted to O'Neill and Kat.
It was.
Michael, what?
Well, you guys would always fight like a married couple.
Oh, okay.
Now you guys like never fight because she's busy fighting with O'Neill.
I don't fight with O'Neill. Ari gives me headaches. Maybe I shouldn't date white guys.
Okay. I don't even know where we were before we got sidetracked.
I was legit about to drop a Scotland story. We've never ever dropped a Scotland story. Ooh, I just lost my voice there. Today is not going my way.
It's okay, don't worry.
Hashtag support flags today.
Do you want to take a second to get your voice back? Okay, there you go.
So recent studies in Scotland showed that Scottish people drink 41 bottles of vodka a year.
That's
per
wild.
Per person.
That's wild.
Imagine drinking 40. Okay, this comes to, what is a pint?
Let's have a look on Google.
This whole article was talking about pints, and I had no clue what the frickin' hell a pint was.
Dear Google, what is a pint?
This what
Google says, a pint is a unit of liquid.
What's
equal
the
to one half of a quart. Okay.
What the hell is a quart now?
Dear Google, what is a quart? Okay, a unit of liquid capacity equal to a quarter of a gallon or 2 pints.
Oh my god, it circles.
Approximately 1.13 liters.
Oh my god. So this works out to Jeez.
Are you shocked?
This is unbelievable. So if you calculate these stats, it works out to 1 liters of vodka a night. On average, per person
that's
in Scotland.
A drunk nation.
That is so hectic.
I wouldn't have associated vodka with Scotland, though.
Yeah, I was thinking...
Beer.
No, I was even thinking like Black Label.
Black Label for Scotland?
Whiskey.
Oh,
Scottish whiskey.
I thought you meant like the beer.
No, Zamalek, no.
Okay.
I'm flabbergasted by this.
I can see.
I don't even think I drink a liter in probably... half a year.
I don't even think.
And these
oaks
are downing it in a month. It's like, you know those vodka challenges where they down a full bottle?
Mm.
Oaks have died from that.
That's ridiculous.
How are Scottish people still living?
Nah, well, it's a strong nation then.
Why aren't they having like Ultra Miami in Scotland instead?
Well, probably we have to be Ultra Scotland.
Well, Ultra
but I know
Scotland,
what you're saying.
This is hectic.
That's heavy, bro. But not as heavy as what's happening in the world of pizza.
Well, straight after you get drunk, you're obviously going to crave some pizza.
Mm.
So they've done...
Vodka and pizza.
I mean, all my stories involve studies because I like scientific facts. I'll never give you just assumptions. I give you scientific facts and figures.
Relax, it's facts.
Fun fact with flax.
Yeah.
So studies have been done how to keep takeaway pizza like without going off.
Mm-hmm.
As well as how long after you buy it you can eat it. Hmm. Now this blew my mind, this next one. Do you know you can freeze takeaways?
What?
You can buy takeaway sushi. You can, okay, I wouldn't go with takeaway sushi. You can buy takeaway pizza. You can buy takeaway pasta, like perishables, stuff like that. And you can freeze it for up to 3 months. Take it out. Let it defrost in the fridge. In the fridge. And then you can eat it.
Hmm.
How crazy is that? We always think
3 months, huh?
3 months.
I don't know if I would do this though. There's got to be some kind of catcher.
Pizza, apparently you can keep for up to 2 days.
Sure.
Like, and that's not even in the fridge. You can keep it in a cool, dried place. No, I lie. It says keep in a fridge, yeah. Keep it in the fridge for 2 days and you can still eat it. How crazy is that?
It's wild, bro.
It says at least let it cool down for 2 hours before you put it in the fridge.
Or you could just eat it... When you want it.
You know how many people are gonna
bought it.
You know how many people are gonna stop wasting food now?
That is actually a good point.
Like I usually buy takeaways, I'll throw it away. If I don't finish it,
I never know though if food's on or if it's off. I don't even know like
I go with the smell and then I go with the taste after. So if it smells fine.
And the look as well.
Like if it's moldy and stuff.
Yeah, then
there's many times like cheese. I always used to throw away cheese if I saw mold on it, but now I know you can just cut the mold off and you can eat the second layer.
It's true. This is part of growing up is you learn these things.
Like a burger, I'll probably eat the next day.
Could do if it was in the fridge.
Sushi, if I go buy sushi for dinner tonight and I don't finish it, I'll eat it for breakfast tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I won't have it for lunch.
No, because fish goes off.
Yeah.
Was it you that told me about the sushi restaurants and you shouldn't go on a Monday and a Tuesday?
Yeah, apparently you mustn't have sushi on a Monday. Because the fishermen go fishing on the Monday and it only arrives in store on Tuesday.
Good point.
So everything you're eating on Monday is the leftovers from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So that's why you'll notice when you go for sushi on Mondays, half of it's like half price or they've got a certain special on a Monday. It's because they know it's like off cuts. It's the worst stuff.
Speaking of pizza, sometimes pizza can be brought to you. Unless you pick up your pizza, and there's interesting ways pizza can now be brought to you.
So, Pizza Hut has now introduced...
Which, by the way, is the worst pizza ever. It's so gross.
Pizza Hut. I've never had Pizza Hut. I've had Domino's, and I enjoyed that last night.
That's just my personal experience, by the way. If they want to advertise, they're more than welcome to.
I'm trying to eat
healthy. You need to do a campaign to right that wrong.
I'm trying to eat healthy. But I don't know, I'm getting these cravings every time I go on like a healthy spell. So if I'm like 1 week eating healthy, I'd start binging. I'd just crave everything.
That's the problem. That's why everyone who does these drastic, dramatic, oh, I'm going to cut out sugar things or whatever. I've accepted the fact that I like chocolate and I'm going to eat it every day in excess amounts. But people that go on like this complete 360 is very, very hard. And then when you fall so bad.
Yeah.
Mm. You fall like two giant tubs of chuckles from Woolworths bad.
Do you know what I ate last weekend after Relax's Flax?
Tell me.
And I'm not even going to lie to you. I went home after Relax's Flax, and this was after a pure week of gymming, hitting protein shakes, weights every day. So I went home after Relax's Flax last Friday. I ate a King Steer burger. I ate a big pizza with mushrooms on. I ate a bag of chips, and I ate... a serving of ice cream with chocolate sauce.
Jeez.
That was hectic.
And one night.
One night.
So you went to the Steers.
I went to the Steers, and as I waited for the Steers, I went to get my pizza. And then
You eat so much?
I don't know. I was just craving everything. I was so hungry. Because from eating like salads and no carbs that week, I just demolished everything in my sight.
That's hectic. We need to get Natalie Matt in for you.
You know, I was actually going to speak to her today because after gym today, I was craving a McDonald's burger. And I got a McDonald's burger, but they messed up my order, so I couldn't eat it. So it was a sign from God, like saying you should not eat McDonald's after gym.
He works in mysterious ways.
But then I started thinking, what's wrong if I get the McDonald's burger and I just eat the patties and I don't eat the...
Ask her. Isn't she here on Monday? Producer Kat, Nat Matt's here on Monday, okay?
Yes.
We must make a note. Okay, yes, you've got a message from Michael Flax.
So, some guy calls, number one, I can't hear what the fuck he's saying. I think he said his name was Gareth. And he said I should tell you that Tupac is on Mount Everest.
Oh.
But check WeChat, because he says he sent a message.
Oh, this is Woody.
Yeah, Woody. Yeah.
Woody says, Michael, you also say like a lot. This is because earlier Flax was saying apparently. By the way, Tupac is apparently hiding on Mount Everest.
Kat, next time Woody phones, you must put him through. I'm dying to speak to him.
I said, would you not rather tell him this yourself?
Yes,
he's like,
Woody,
no,
I
want
to
so.
Speak to you, dude. You Flax. Sound so
he's too
cool.
Scared.
No, I like you, Woody.
When you shot Tupac.
I did not shoot Tupac.
Did you bury him at Mount Everest?
No, I think.
On Mount Everest.
I think he's talking about the other day we revealed. That we didn't reveal, but we
that
uncovered.
You shot Tupac.
No, that on Mount
we spoke about this weeks ago, though, that you shot him.
That people die on Mount Everest, and there's so many bodies there just left there. So if you climb Mount Everest, you'll be like dodging bodies. So I think Woody's saying that Tupac could still be there. I'm telling you, Kat, go Google bodies on Mount Everest.
Hi, Michael.
I'm telling
okay,
you.
Let me look.
But go redial and try get Woody on. I want to chat to him.
There's no redial on this phone.
Like she was going to help you anyway.
Oh, Woody. This is an appeal to Woody. Hashtag Woody phone Flax.
Okay, what else, Flax? Tell me about Big Obama.
I hadn't even covered my pizza story, though. Oh, we sidetracked so much.
Okay.
Pizza Hut has now got this, like, robot that will take your order in a Japanese Pizza Hut. How cool is that? I think robots are the future. I can't wait for the day where I order a pizza and in like 10 minutes, it's delivered via, a quadcopter?
Or a drone.
Drones.
Yeah. My only concern is the robot apocalypse when the robots get smarter than us and then kill us all.
You see where my problem comes in with, I order pizza and then I'm in my pajamas last night and then I've got to greet this dude in my pajamas and my pajamas aren't that swaggy and I don't enjoy my pizza afterwards because I feel so ashamed.
Well, you could have just put on pants.
Such a mission. It was so cold last night. But if a drone came, I could wear whatever I wanted. How do you feel about that?
I'm trying to think how I feel about this, actually. You've given me a lot of information to process there. I understand what you're saying, though. And it's hard. And you know what? No one ever said that it was going to be easy to go to the door in your pajamas and be confronted by a guy who was delivering your pizza. But these things, at the end of the day, they are there to test you and to see how you respond to them, and they make you a better person at the end of the day. Okay. And it's hard in the moment, and I understand where you were at last night. I know it was difficult, but you can't just take the easy way out and ask them to make robots for you because you don't want to put pants on.
I'm going to put you in a situation, and then you tell me if you want robots after this.
Okay.
You're lying in bed. You're in your pajamas. You just phone. You order a pizza. You're watching a nice romantic movie.
Mm.
The pizza person comes to the door, rings your bell. You go in your pajamas. You're like, screw this. I'm in pajamas. I'm so warm and comfy. You open the door. There is the hottest woman you have ever seen in your entire life. She's everything you have looked for and more. She's got blonde hair, big boobs, flat stomach, nice round bum. And she just looks at you in your fluffy, Flappy Bird's pajamas. And how are you going to feel? And would you want robots after that?
I would probably just say, if you just had a better job.
What do you mean? Delivering? There's nothing wrong with delivering pizzas.
No, but I mean, you got to take people for who they are. Or you could just put on pants.
No, you're too comfy in your pajamas.
Okay, fine. Get the robots. Have the robot apocalypse. Wait until they kill you in your sleep. You go for that.
Okay, I am scared of that. I won't lie, but I do.
Have you not seen iRobot with Will Smith?
Yeah, it does scare me a bit.
It's heavy, bro.
But those cars were cool, eh? Mm. Have you seen the new Tesla car?
No, but I know we're going to speak about
it. Yeah. I'm obsessed with this new Tesla. I like, only found it like 2 days
this
ago.
This has to be our last story, by the way.
Why?
Yeah, because Producer Kat's shouting we need to wrap up before Alessandro.
Why? Can't I have like 20 more minutes?
She just is.
Producer Kat?
What's that?
20. Yeah. 2-0.
That's a no. So this Tesla car, like, hands up to Elon Musk. This thing can, like, drive itself. You know, if you're sitting in traffic, you could, like, push a button on this car and it can work out where all the other cars are. And you can take a nap. And I saw a video of a dude taking a nap while his car drove in a straight line, like, checking out how fast the car in front of him and behind him is going. And he had a nap for, like, 20 minutes in traffic. That is the life I want to live.
The only trick is, and this is where they don't know how it's going to work. If there are two self-driving cars,
yeah,
one has three people in it, a mom and two children, and they're poor. The other has a very rich, successful businessman who has no wife, no kids, but 40 people who rely on him for their income at the company that he works. And these two self-driving cars know that there's going to be an accident and have to figure out who is going to take the brunt of the damage in terms of the accident by swerving or whatever. How is technology going to make the decision as to which human lives are more important?
Well, they're not going to have an accident. These cars are well programmed.
No, it is impossible that they do not have an accident. There is something that's going to happen. There is some force of nature that's going to occur. There is some kind of thing that's going to happen where only one car can come out relatively unscathed and the other one's going to go in really hectic, but it depends on how the computers decide that they respond. What happens then?
I don't know. I'm not a tech wizard.
Well, you see, this is the problem with these self-driving cars is that no one knows what happens. How are they going to judge whose lives are more important? Is it based on money? Is it based on how many people are in the car? This is where this tech stuff gets really tricky.
I don't know. I just want a self-driving car.
Okay.
I just want to chill. Imagine me waking up for work in the morning. And just, I get in my car, I get onto the highway, I push autopilot.
I know, it would be so dope.
I take another 30-minute nap on the way to work, and then I'm at
work.
It's
very cool, dude. I'm fully with you on this one, but there are implications from a human standpoint.
We need to iron out those implications.
Okay, we'll sort it out. I tell you what, I'm going to drop you an email just reminding you what you need to do this weekend.
Just CC Elon Musk in there.
Okay, I'll send
it
then.
I've got brunch with him next week.
Nice. that'll be in Gatleo's dream. Flax will make a special
Anil
guest appearance.
Anil on Cliff Central. 00 want me 00.
Okay, let's get closing remarks from Kat. On a scale of 1 to Flax, how was today's edition of Relax It's Flax?
I don't know.
Oh, you were just too busy staring at O'Neill.
No, he is the instigator, not me.
O'Neill?
Yes.
Okay.
Anyways,
I asked you how the segment was today.
It was very good, Michael. Well done.
Thank you.
What was your favorite part?
The part where he kept saying apparently.
That was cool.
You hit him with a kid there. Apparently.
Tomorrow. I mean, not tomorrow. Next week, I'll make sure I have lunch before. And I'm not like dazed because I'm so hungry.
Okay. Well, you need to go and eat something. I wouldn't suggest 5 King Steer burgers and 15 pizzas.
I'm a munch it all.
And also, there could be a problem there because in case they come to deliver it at your house and you're in your pajamas again, I don't want you to have to deal with that this weekend. I want you to relax. How do we touch base all day and some closing remarks, Flax?
Follow me on Snapchat, Mike Flax, MikeFlax. Also, go like my Facebook page, Michael Flax. You can follow me on Twitter, Michael Flax. I tweet the dopest stuff, so retweet. And I think Instagram, Michael Flax. That's all my social media handles.
Power. All right, dude. Thank you very much. That's today's edition of Relax It's Flax. We'll touch base with you again next week, of course, weekdays in the Gareth Cliff Show between 6 and 9 a.m.
Check you next week.
The Jersey Urban Trail and Obstacle Run is back on the 28th of May. Challenge your friends. Challenge your family. Enter the 12 or 18 kilometer adventure or 6 kilometer fun run. Whether you want the scenic route or the adventurous route, the choice is yours. With nothing stopping you, it's go time. The Hollard Jura, brought to you by AdReach and Joburg City Parks and Zoo. Enter at jerseyadventure.co.za. Kelman on cliffcentral.com.